When people call and say, how much does it cost to have a sit-down talk with you? I said, nothing. What? You do this for free? One of the churches in the Metroplex here one day, a lady called me and said, I need to be ministered to. I understand you don't charge. I said, no, ma'am, I don't. I said, where do you go to church? She told me it was a big church in Dallas. I said, well, that church has probably got 20 associate pastors. I said, why don't you go over there? She said, they charge $300 for a meeting. $300. Yeah, that was for an hour. You get an hour for $300. And I said, I can't believe this. He said, well, that's what they charge. And she said, I can't afford $300. I said, well, come out here and I'll meet with you for free. I thought how bad that was that this woman, which goes to a huge church in Dallas, that has a humongous church, thousands of people, and they wouldn't meet with one of their people for free. And they got 20 pastors, at least 20. I thought, wow, how sad that is. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces. And I'll have to say that by honoring God with everything we have, giving away everything we have, this ministry has never been in the red. We never ask people for money, but the only time we ask people for money is at the healing school. And today, in 20 minutes, we're going to take up an offering. But right now, we don't do that. So, anyway, we don't ask you then. We just pass the bills and if you want to give. But at 3 o'clock, that's the only time. We don't even take an offering in our church. When we send out these CDs and DVDs free and postpaid, we don't even put a letter in there and say, you know, if you enjoy the teachings, please send us some money. We don't even do that. And so many of you have been getting them for years. You know that. We do not request anything. We go preach, teach, whatever. We never charge anything. You know, everybody calls us, what does it take to get you here? Well, buy us an airplane ticket, provide us a place to sleep, you know, and take a love offering. That's all we ask. Some people say, wow, some people want $10,000 up front. They won't come without a $10,000 guarantee or a $20,000. That's not me. Then he says, if you do what he says, then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with the finest wine. So if you want to be blessed of God, what do you got to do? You got to give. You got to give. If you want to get, want your youth or want your health renewed with your vitality, what do you got to get rid of? What did he say a while ago? To renew your health and renew your vitality, what do you got to get rid of? Evil. We just read that a couple of lines back up there. Get rid of evil. You got to get rid of evil. Okay, verse 11 and 12. My child, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you. And don't be discouraged when he corrects you. Uh-oh. You mean we're going to get a spanking once in a while? Do you like a spanking? No, I don't either. Is he going to spank you? Yes, he is. You may not even know what he spanks you for. You may not know, and sometimes he'll discipline you with sickness and pain. And you may not even know what it's for. That's when you need to cry out to the Lord. Lord, what is this coming upon me for? And the average Christian don't even know this. They don't even know that God disciplines us with sickness and pain. But it's written in his word. I mean, it's several places. And so, what do we have to do? Get rid of evil, repent of our sins, and he will renew our health and our vitality. Isn't he a good God? All you got to do is repent. For the Lord corrects those he loves. Oh, what if he don't give you any spankings? What Dave said, when I learned this, every time I get a spanking, I tell God, God, thank you. That proves you still love me. No discipline is good when it's happening, but Dave can say, okay, Lord, at least I know I'm still your child. You're still disciplining me. Well, that's exactly the way it is. If you're not being disciplined, you may not be his child. If there's no discipline whatsoever, you may not be God's child. You want to make sure, if there's anything you want to be sure of, you want to be sure that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We want to make sure that you're correct, that you know Him, and that you know Him in your heart. Not just have head knowledge of it. You want to make sure you made Him Lord of your life. Somebody said, well, He's my Savior. I thought to myself, He's the Savior of the whole world. You understand that too, don't you? Anybody in the world could come to Jesus at any time since He's their Savior and say, Lord, I accept You. And it's a done deal, isn't it? That's all they got to do is accept it by faith. He's already the Savior of the world. But the problem is, He's not the Lord of everybody. Is that right? He's not our Lord. He is our Savior, but not our Lord. When He becomes your Lord, then He will obey. You will obey His word. That's how you can tell if you're really God's child. If you obey His word, then you know that you're His child. It says, for the Lord corrects those He loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. I think about Dr. Spock a few years ago when he came out with his book, Don't Spank Your Children. I thought, oh God, what a rotten mess. You can tell this guy ain't a Christian. I don't care what anybody tells you. He does not know God. He has not read the Proverbs. He does not know what they say. Because the Proverbs, in four or five places, he tells you to beat your child with a rod. It will drive the evil far from him, and it will save your child from hell. If you don't beat your child, you don't love your child. What do you do with those kind of scriptures? If you love your child, you will correct your child. And that's God loves you, so He corrects you. We don't like it when He's disciplining us, though, do we? Discipline is no fun. I don't like it when I'm being disciplined. Verse 13 and 14. Happy is the person who finds wisdom and gains understanding. For the profit of wisdom is better than silver, and her wages are better than gold. So most people today are searching for silver and gold. That's what they want. Silver and gold. Well, what should we be searching for? Wisdom. Wisdom that can only come from God. That's the only thing that can fulfill you. 15 and 16. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with wisdom. She offers you life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left hand. This is wisdom. Wisdom will teach you how to do all kinds of things. Okay, 17 and 18. Wisdom will guide you down delightful paths. All her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. If you get wisdom, you'll learn how to walk in divine health. 19 and 20. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, He established the heavens. By His knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the clouds poured down rain. If we had that kind of wisdom, what could we do? Isn't that amazing? God's going to give us a little bit of wisdom. But wisdom is one of the first things He created. You read the Word, you'll find out that wisdom was one of the first things God created. He created wisdom to go with Him. And wisdom was with Him whenever He created the heavens and the earth. Wisdom was with Him when He created the foundations of the earth. All those things. I think about all the buildings and everything I've built all over the world. And the first thing we always do is we lay out the foundation. And we start with the foundation. It's not a problem. I've got something to start with. I've got earth and rock and everything. But one day God said, I think I'll build myself an earth. I'll lay the foundations for the earth. But there ain't nothing out there. That's kind of a little bit beyond my comprehension to grasp. Is it yours, brother? I don't do that either. I couldn't even begin to figure out how to lay the foundations to the earth. To think, this magnificent ball that we're on is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. And does anybody know how fast we're going through space? About 67,000 miles per hour. That's fast. You know that? In other words, I like to just round it off at 70,000, you know, give or take us 3,000. That's nothing at that speed. But it's really about 67,000 miles per hour that the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour and going forward around the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. And you can go outside some days and there's not even a breeze blowing. Now, how in the world did he do that? Oh, it just evolved? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. That's an explanation. Sure. It just happened. It was the Big Bang Theory, right? Yeah, sure. If you're dumb enough to believe that, I got some moon property I want to sell you for a few million. Oh, my goodness. How can we be so dense? How can we be so dense to think that this just happened? I don't understand it. Do you? How in the world can this Earth be spinning at 1,000 miles an hour with a mass atmosphere around it, and we're traveling at 70,000 miles an hour all day, every day, to make a trip around the sun every 365 and a quarter days, and you can walk outside, and sometimes there's not even a breeze blowing? How can you explain that to me? No, I cannot. I don't know how God did that, but I know that He had the kind of wisdom it takes to do that, doesn't He? You would think it go after when you're driving down the road in your car at 100 miles an hour. In fact, if you're driving down the road at 60 miles an hour and you roll the window down and you stick your arm out, what happens to your arm? It tries to blow back, doesn't it? That's only 60 miles an hour. 60. If God hadn't had the wisdom to fix it right, can you imagine at 70,000 miles an hour, what would happen to us? You couldn't keep nothing on the earth, could you? It would blow everything off. As it come around the rotation, it'd just clean it off. It'd all be gone. He fixed it somehow so that doesn't happen. What wisdom!
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.